They say people who listen to podcasts have curious minds. With ITVX, let curiosity take the lead. So get drawn into small towns with big secrets. Find cities full of super-powered slackers. Or follow Andrew Garfield into a chilling true crime case. Because you never know where a curious mind might lead you. Get drawn into the drama and stream free on ITVX.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
Hey, it's me, Dave Stone, former co-host of the Boogie Monster podcast. From 2016 to 2023, myself and Kyle Kinane got together each week to ramble on about ghosts, aliens, Bigfoot, and other mysteries of the universe. Or at least that was our initial intentions. But if you've listened before, you know that it usually devolved into disjointed rants about vans and fried chicken. During that time, we also ran a Patreon page that offered up exclusive bonus episodes to our patrons, usually in the form of Q&A sessions. And even though the Boogie Monster is currently on an indefinite hiatus, we're offering up those old bonus episodes to the general population so that everyone can enjoy our old nonsense. Hopefully someday soon we'll dust off our microphones and resurrect the Boogie Monster, but until then, enjoy a blast from the past from your old pals Kyle and Dave. Thanks for listening.
Actual Halloween, baby. I'm excited.
Actual Halloween. What's up with that?
I like it, man. It's gloomy. It's a gloomy Sunday. Is it gloomy where you're at?
No, probably. It's at least sunny up here. It's going to be shitty the whole rest of the week. I might have to do a little Halloween bike ride. I might have to get rad today. I don't know.
Ooh, okay.
Just because I can. Not that I'm like... Now my schedule is based around what the weather allows me to do here.
Mm-hmm.
I got my physical therapy and getting the knees strengthened up.
Oh yeah, what you been doing with that?
Just exercise. Just went the other day, mm-hmm. getting mm-hmm. that. I got we signed up for a gym. I'm gonna get ripped.
Look at you.
I had to go make sure I have a guy go with me to show me how all this uh-huh. stuff works. I don't know how any of that stuff works.
Yeah, some of it's confusing.
Yeah, it all looks like a metal fabrication warehouse. It looks like they're just to bend pipes for motorcycle exhaust. I'm like, ah, fuck, man, I don't know what's going on with this stuff.
Oh my god,
yeah,
that's funny.
It looks like it looks like the warehouse from Orange County Choppers. Like, sir, that's the heating unit. Get out of there. Oh, okay, that was. Stretch my back.
Yeah. If you can figure out how to use all the machines, then you're probably, your form probably needs correcting. So yeah. Some of that's really confusing.
No, I got Monday. Tomorrow, I got a guy who's going to walk me through it all. Show me what I got to do. I'm getting tuned up, man. I'm trying to be ahead of this crappy winter like I was last year. So I'm going to get on it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be all right, man.
Hell yeah, dude. Look at you. Look at both of us taking care of our bodies.
You got
for a change.
Well, you got T-minus 6 days.
Yeah, man. I'm melting away. I'm down to I'm at about 56 pounds right now lost in just a few months. So
no shit.
We'll try to make it try to make it a nice round 60 before the wedding. So that'll be good.
So do you have to? Like, do you, so you know what size your suit is?
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't done the final fitting, but I did a little preliminary fitting about 2 weeks ago, and it fit just right. It was maybe just a smidgen tight, but it fit just right. And that was 2 weeks ago. That was about 10 pounds ago. So I'm doing the final fitting this week, so it should hopefully fit like a glove.
Oh boy!
Yeah, I really put myself up against it because when the guy was doing the initial measurements, I said, "Look, you know, whatever you're getting today, bring it down about 20 pounds, and I'll meet you there. I promise." he was like, "Are you sure?" He's like, "You know, you sure? I can always let it out, but I can't take it. You know, I can always take it in. I can't let it out once I make these adjustments." I was like, "Promise you, I'll be there." And so I'm right there. I feel good about it.
Well, yeah, buddy. Getting down.
I feel good about it, man.
Like I said, I just realized I've not booked a room.
Yeah.
Better get out there. We'll hook it up. We'll be all right.
Hell yeah, dude. What you been doing this weekend? Anything exciting?
Well, yesterday we went and caught the Thriller Everywhere dance, where apparently at around the world, everybody gets together and does the Thriller dance.
What?
Yeah.
Like at the same time?
I guess apparently so. Because here on the West Coast,
that.
It was 3 p.m. It was just showed up on a list of like fun Halloween things to do. And I was like, all right, I think Thriller's a, you know, take away the events around Michael Jackson as a human being. Thriller, an excellent song. I
mean, yeah.
An absolutely excellent song. Yeah, the
video was the shit when I was a kid.
The video, the dancing, the song itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
so where'd you have to go to do that?
Well, it was only about maybe 25 people, 30 people together at a covered basketball court in Portland. It wasn't a large event. I thought it was going to be bigger. Okay. I thought like, oh, they're going to all be walking down the street doing the whole thing. But it was about 30 people in costume just at a basketball court doing the Thriller dance. So that was fine.
Cool, man.
And yeah, got to see that, and that was and then we kind of hung around in the city for a little bit. Just went to a bar, and then came back out to the burbs. Tried to watch what did we watch? A movie called The Final Girls.
Huh.
Scary. Somewhat scary movie. Not really, but you know, because Rachel didn't watch scary movies, but I do. So we compromised on a comedy slash horror movie. It was all right as a movie.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't say go out of your way. If you're bored, you want to try something a little different, try something messing with the genre. The main character, her mother passes away. Her mother was like a actress or actor in a slasher movies. Then she gets transported into the slasher movie that her mom's in.
Ah.
So it's one of those kind of things. And, okay. You know what? It was fine. There was some funny parts in there. Old Adam Devine's in it, and he's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, there was funny parts in it, but as far as like a concept for a movie, I was like, this movie's asking a lot of the viewer to follow along with it.
What's the name of it again?
The Final Girls.
The Final Girls.
Playing on the idea like the last person in the movie is usually a gal. Mm-hmm. That survives and kills the killer.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that, and then you know, watched the new Succession. Pretty boring stuff around here, man. If I'm being honest, not much to report about to the listener.
Yeah, I hear you.
Sorry,
you
listeners.
Got any plans tonight? You gonna watch a movie? What you doing tonight?
We got candy. I'm anticipating it being a Sunday, being decent weather, that we're gonna have some trick or treaters. I was just going to keep the van out in front and spray paint a sign that just says free candy on it and hang out in the van and play up that. I told you that one before, but that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
What about you? You settle on anything yet?
No, we're just going to kick it here, and hopefully we'll have some trick-or-treat. I'm trying to figure out which movies we're going to watch tonight. I want to Got to finish with a bang, you know, on Halloween night.
Okay.
I'm thinking maybe The Shining.
Classic.
Haven't seen that in a while. I love that one.
Sure.
Maybe something from the Halloween franchise. I don't know. We watched, Katie had never seen the original Friday the 13th.
Oh,
we
okay.
watched that the other night.
Kevin Bacon gets gored.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon gets it through the neck.
Yep.
Just stabbed him up through his mattress. No, yeah, it's true. But, yeah, she enjoyed that. I told her, you know, it's like, look, it's a pretty simple concept. It's not, you know, it's not an Oscar winner. The story's not incredibly riveting, but it's a slasher flick. A lot of people getting killed.
They're one of the origin movies of the genre. Mm-hmm. So you got to watch it knowing that this is where the tropes came from. They're not ripping it off.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize this. I guess in the first one, the original, we never really see Jason or his mask. I guess that comes in later, maybe the second or third. I'm not sure, but I don't remember seeing, you know, we see a lot from his point of view. You know, they do a lot of POV, you know, but I don't think we ever see him or the mask in that original one.
That is where Final Girls basically, like, that's basically Friday the 13th is the movie that they get transported into.
Mm, okay.
So... same idea somebody got. The whole thing, like, okay, spoiler alert for the Final Girls, so skip over the next 30 seconds. The whole thing is, like, they're in the movie, and I get suspension of disbelief, but then they go back to, like, oh, in the movie there's flashbacks to the origin story of why this person became the killer, you know? So when they're in the movie, they go back to the flashbacks. Why not just go and stop these camp counselors from bullying this kid into making him a killer. Instead, they're like, we got to set up traps to trap the killer. It's like, no, stop the kids from bullying him and making him a killer. You chiefing weed right now, Dave? You smoking on air? Are you smoking on air?
Not me. No, I'm listening.
Yeah, but that was my... I was just stop him from doing that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I get it.
Anyway, you want to take a bite out of some of these Q's and A's?
We might as well. This is the Boogie Monster bonus Q&A, by the way. I'm Dave.
I'm Kyle. That's Kyle. They're not stumbling into this one.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they know. No one's here by accident on these bonuses. Watch out now. I'm okay.
Let's let one...
Yeah, let's get into it.
Rip it up.
These are left over from last month. Last month we asked you to tell us whatever's on your mind, and also we asked for your suggestions for scary movies. And this list is still pertinent because I have not decided what I'm going to watch on this final night of the Halloween season, but maybe I'll pull something from one of these suggestions. We'll see. But yeah, let's get back into it.
Anthony's got. Do you have one that you want to go with?
Oh no! I was just gonna rapid fire, you know, chronologically. But yeah, if you see one,
Through them, and Anthony got me. He's got three parters. We'll give it to you. For the two of you, how'd you two beautiful bastards meet? In addition, what prompted the start of the Boogie Monster podcast? It was Atlanta, right?
Yeah, Atlanta. I got booked to open for you a whole weekend at a club.
Yeah, and you were driving around Jared Harris's grandmother's Lexus, and you took the mirror off of it.
Yeah. The first day we met, or the first weekend we met, we rode down to Atlanta together to get some lunch, and then I was trying to speed through a one-way street. I was trying to speed up because there was somebody, you know, way up ahead who was waiting
street.
On me.
Yeah, it was a narrow street.
Yeah, narrow street. So the person coming my direction about a quarter mile away gave me the headlights, like, hey, you go ahead and go. So I was trying to scoot through this narrow street, and I sideswiped a parked car and destroyed my passenger side mirror.
That was a nice car, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed that. That was a sweet ride. Yeah. But, yeah, I think it was the old Funny Farm, and I used to do this a lot. I would get booked to feature.
That's right,
this
the
was
Funny Farm.
This would have been about 2009, 2010 maybe.
I think it was 2009. This was the first weekend I had right after I quit my day job. That was my first headline weekend, and it was not fun.
But I used to get booked there about, he'd throw me a weekend about every 3 months. So about four times a year I'd get to feature there. And then I was new to actually working as a comic. I hadn't done a lot of paid work or feature work at that point. But as a habit, I used to always Google or search whoever the headliner was. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, many a weeks it was just like, ugh, okay, working with this guy. But you were one. I didn't know of you at that point. But I researched Kyle Kinane. I was like, oh, okay, this guy's right up my alley. This ought to be fun. He's not doing impressions or talking about his sitcom.
I thought I was going to have to when I was there. I thought I was going to have to do that.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was a just Middle America Comedy Club is what they should have named that place.
Suburban Atlanta, attached to a go-kart track, which was fun, but then like would bomb and I would just ride the go-kart sad and drunk every night.
Yeah, I think we hit that every night right after the show.
I mean, why not? Wasn't anything else to do around there. That's what we did. Buggy Monster, I don't know. We've both been talking about this bullshit before. Figured may as well record it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we were at a bar one day, and we were just having a typical Dave and Kyle conversation about UFOs and Bigfoot, and I think you're the one that was like, this should be a podcast.
Yeah, let's just put it down.
Like, oh, okay. I had never even considered doing a podcast prior to this.
Let's put it down on wax. And then and Anthony also wants to know, said, for Kyle, whatever happened to the sexy McDonald's fan fiction? It's on YouTube. Just look up, Kyle Kinane Hamburglar. It's out there. I'm not going to redo it. It is filthy.
I don't know if I know that one.
Oh, man.
Is that something you did for Brian Cook's
show? Brian Cook's erotic fan fiction. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Did the Hamburglar and Mayor McCheese. It's grotesque. But that's out there. I'm proud of it, but it's rough. And then for Dave, for old Big Beefy Sauce Daddy, Anthony wants to know, during your keto days, what kept you going? And this is the sentence that got me to read the whole question. I'd suck a dog dick for some bread at the moment, and I'm trying to lose these village feeder titties. Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Like a possum that just gave birth. What an image. Village feeder titties. What kept you going during the keto days?
Well,
apparently there's carb-free bread out there, by the way, Anthony. Old Sammy T's on the keto thing, but he found some carb-free bread at the grocery store.
I heard about that, and I've also heard about these either carb-free or very low-carb flour tortillas. So I might have to get up on some of those. If I could eat some good tacos and you know, not really feel the effects of the carbs from the tortillas, that'd be a nice loophole. Well, I'm still doing the keto. I've been doing the keto the last couple months, and in terms of what keeps me going, I don't know exactly know what the question is, but in terms of like little bitty snacks or little cheat things, watermelon. Eat a lot of watermelon. That's kind of replaced any sweet tooth, any dessert, sugar. Because I think I read correctly that watermelon's one of the, it may not be super nutritious in terms of nutrients, but it is definitely one of the most low carb, low sugar fruits. So I'm all about some watermelon.
Love
and
some watermelon.
Then pistachios. Been eating a lot of pistachios. You know, you can't eat too many. There are some carbs, but you know, you eat just a modest serving of those, and that's going to give you. You know, it's going to satiate some of that carb desire, you know. So whenever I'm trying to bend the rules a little bit and have a little bit of fun, pistachios and watermelon, I'm out of control.
Stashies and watermelons, all right. Mm-hmm. And he says, as far as movies, he says Trick or Treat, 1980s. Ooh. I believe that's the one featuring Skippy from Family Ties, who I got in a phone argument with. And Gene Simmons and Ozzy Osbourne.
You got in a what argument with?
With Skippy, with Mark Price. I told you that story, right?
But I missed a word. Did you say phone argument?
Yeah, I was on the phone. He called me. He had some, like, in the early days of, like, video aggregate websites.
Uh-huh.
Where, like, they would just grab everybody's stand-up clip and put them on there. Kind of like what people would do with meme pages without giving credit. And he had it on there. I'm like, well, man, you didn't ask me. And are you going to pay me for it? He's like, no, but it was like actual Skippy called me at my day job, called me back. He's like, well, no, but if you don't want, he was a real bitch, too. He's real bitchy.
Yeah.
He's like, well, if you don't want millions of people seeing your video, that's fine. You don't have to. I'm like, yeah, dude, well, you just didn't ask and pay me for it. Well, you're going to get credit. It's like, all right, okay, Skippy.
Uh huh.
Good luck with everything, Skippy.
And what? What's in it for Skippy? Is he trying to monetize that
shit? Yeah, Skippy ran a website, so Skippy gets the advertising money.
Fuck off.
It was just one of those. It was one of those, like, but the exposure. Everything's, but the exposure. Fuck him. Good. Pay me.
Yeah, what the fuck do I care about exposure from your stupid website?
Anyway, I don't know. I wish him well.
Oh,
what,
man.
What you got? You got one?
Skippy. Sure. Let's see here. John, what do you do to take care of yourself mentally and emotionally? I struggle with mild depression and anxiety, and I'm interested in hearing y'all's mental health tips. That's a great question, John, and that's something I don't think enough about. Like, I don't think enough about, like, self-care. Like I'm sure I have things that I do, but it's not really conscious. Does that make sense? Like, it's not like I sit down and go, all right, I got to focus on trying to beat this anxiety or depression today, even though I probably should do that. I used to roll my eyes at this shit. But a little bit of exercise, even if you don't give a shit about, like, your physical fitness, exercise really, really helps your, you know, emotional and mental state, at least for me.
Yes. Releases. Makes you feel better. Absolutely. I'm staring down the face of the old, seasonal depression up here in Oregon now. Movement. I'm not just telling. Listen, I'm telling myself is what I got to do. Like, yeah, movement, getting up every day. I think I got to start keeping the phone out of the bedroom.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, waking up and getting up out of bed and doing stuff before just, like, picking up my phone and looking at shit. Mm-hmm. And being like, oh, it's 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. I just laid here for 2 hours looking at stupid shit.
Man, another thing, and I don't want this sound to come off as, like, self-righteous or congratulatory, but a lot of times I've noticed whenever I struggle with depression or whatever, part of it is due to the fact that I'm just up my own ass a little too much. I'm only thinking about myself. Something as simple as just doing something for somebody else, just for the hell of it, for no motive, no incentive, just... And again, not trying to, you know, humble brag, but I've got, we got a homeless lady that lives on our block who I've kind of befriended. Name's Angela, real sweet lady, probably, you know, she's pretty weathered. So it's kind of hard to get a gauge of her age, but probably in her 60s, just real, always got this weird little smile, always has a pleasant little attitude. You know, she's not, super boisterous or talkative or anything, but she's always just real subtle and polite. Anyway, I've just been trying to hook her up about once a week with some food, with some takeout. Like the other day, long story short, a couple weeks ago, I was at In-N-Out and I grabbed her a burger, and then I came back to the neighborhood and drove around the block for like 10 minutes, couldn't find her, finally gave it to some other dude.
Yeah.
Next week, I saw her, I mentioned that story. It's like, you know what, we'll try again. So yesterday, I went to In-N-Out just for her. Didn't even get myself anything because I've been off that. I've been off the burgers.
Yeah, what are you getting? What's your keto free In-N-Out? You get the protein wrap?
Yeah. If I want to do that, you can do the protein style. And that's fun, but it's still like, this lettuce is no substitute for bread.
No,
but yeah, I just wasn't in the mood for that yesterday. So I went through the drive-thru and just got her a burger and fries and nothing else. And didn't eat any of the fries and drove it home, and she just happened to be hanging out on the block, and boom, hooked her up. So, again, not trying to humble brag, but just something as simple as that can kind of, at the very least, it takes your mind off of your own shit for a little while. So.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. These are good things.
Yeah, man. And, like, I've mentioned that before, but, like, obviously, you know, I have a soft spot in my heart for homeless folks, but like when it comes to food, like not only is the initial issue that, you know, they're probably malnourished and not getting enough to eat, but on just a superficial level, I feel bad. Like, oh, some of these folks, when's the last time Angela's had a fucking fresh In-N-Out double-double, you know, or when's the last time a homeless dude had some really good barbecue?
So you're not sad about them sleeping in the rain. It's that they haven't explored the world of flavors afforded to the housed.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. I acknowledge that that's secondary to, you know, their current condition. But just, you know, It'd be nice for them to have some incredible smoked brisket and not have to worry about just eating whatever they possibly can get their hands on. I don't know. I know that they probably need help in other ways.
Yeah, I'm sure food prepared for a person and not found underneath a bag of garbage is a special treat for them. You're not wrong. Yeah. I get it. I get what you're saying. That's a good thing.
But yeah, I hooked somebody up with some really good barbecue one time. I forgot. Oh yeah, dude, just a dude hanging out at the 7-Eleven. And I explained it to him, and he was very lucid and cohesive, you know. And he was just like, I was like, yeah, man, you like barbecue? I was like, well, yeah. And I was just talking barbecue with him, and you could tell he was like, yeah, man, that sounds fucking great. And I'm like, well, boom, here you go. And he was like, you know, he appreciated, you know, it wasn't just like, here's the fucking thing I found. It's like, no, this is premium shit, man. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
So.
Sure, you holding the bag, talking about what's in it, was really going to get that guy to agree to anything as long as you gave him the bag of food, Dave. Now, let me see if you can tell if there's paprika. Fucking whatever, dude. Give me the bag of food.
Oh, man.
I will eat through the bones with my 3 decent teeth left. Give me the food. Kelly Shipley says, I just watched Malignant the other day and it was pretty good. I forgot which one Malignant was.
Oh.
I watched it. I just can't. I'm not placing
that's
it.
That's the one that had like a twin in the womb type of
situation. Oh, yeah. It was hilarious. That one got real, real silly. That one got real hilarious at the end. That's right. Yeah. That one. Yeah. Favorite movie of recent is Sinister, she says. I was raised on horror movies and that one actually got me. Which one was Sinister? Think I remember it. Sinister film. Which one was this? Ooh, I don't know. Good imagery on the thing though. Ethan Hawke. I like Ethan Hawke and stuff. I'm gonna check out the Sinister.
Sinister, okay. I'll put that
on. Supernatural horror film with old Ethan Hawke. Okay, yeah, I'll check that out then. She says it's one that got her well. All right, cool.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Kelly. Our old buddy Bill Aldridge. Oh, Bill's a Chicago guy. Bill gave me a knife one time, a chef's knife.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice of you.
What's up, Bill? Bill says, I don't know if you've ever seen this. I don't think I've ever heard you guys discuss it, but one of the creepiest movies I've ever seen is John Carpenter's Prince of Darkness. Unaware of that one, Bill. I have not seen that one.
Yeah, I'm looking that up now. But
I like John Carpenter, though. Original Halloween.
It's got Alice Cooper in there. Our friends over at 2 Minutes to Late Night just did a tribute to John Carpenter's music, where he's just a good musician. He just plays all the... He's just playing all the John Carpenter themes. John Carpenter will go and do his own concerts with his own music because he does the music from the movies.
Yeah.
Man, these are some good suggestions for tonight. I'm glad we're reading these today.
Bill also adds, the gist of it is that the Catholic Church has kept Satan in a giant veil for the past 2,000 years. How about that?
A giant veil? Like under a veil? Confused.
I guess that's what it says. Veil? V-A-I-L.
That's the way he spelled it. I think he meant vile.
Vile?
What I'm reading here, I think he means vile, like a vial of liquid.
Well, thanks for nothing, Bill.
Yeah, man, get it together, Bill. Come in here and jerk us around. Rob Roan, just a question. What is the name of the book you mentioned about 80s rock history? It's called Nothing But a Good Time. It says, horror movie recommendation, Alien. Good one. It's sci-fi. It's kind of supernatural. It's horror. Alien.
Yeah, I like Alien.
Yes, Nothing But a Good Time about all the butt rock history of the 80s Sunset Strip. Probably wouldn't, I'm sure nobody would give a shit if you didn't know the bands, but if you know the bands, do it. Another book I'm reading right now is called Sellout by my pal Dan Ozzie, and it's all about all these... punk bands from the 90s that made the jump to major labels and how that affected their careers. So reading that one right now.
That's cool.
This is a long one from Daniel Rodriguez, but it seems like it's something scary, so I'm going to read it, and we'll see. If it's a bummer at the end, Daniel, I'm going to be pissed. Hey, Kyle and Dave, just want to relay a possible ghost encounter that I had recently. I got home late a couple of weeks ago and was unwinding from work when I heard someone pounding on my door. I turned on my porch light to see a black woman in her 70s dressed in church clothes. She said, "Please hear me." And I was really freaked out. I live in an area of Atlanta which has some problems with crime, so I asked her to leave so I didn't have to call the cops. I looked at my door 30 seconds later, and there's no sign of her. P.S. If you could have anyone who's passed away in your life visit you as a ghost, who would it be? I would pick my older brother, Gustavo, who passed in March. Well, all right. I have, like an old lady in church clothes.
Did he say what time this was? Let's see. Got home late. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's an old lady in church clothes doing knocking on doors late at night?
Yeah.
Please hear me is an odd thing for a stranger to say.
Yeah, it's a strange choice of words for knocking on. Not help me.
Mm-hmm.
Please hear me.
Dude, Daniel, you may have seen a ghost, buddy.
Or a woman that'll soon to be a ghost. I don't know. You see an old lady. I don't know. I feel like you want to help, you know.
What part of Atlanta you live, Daniel?
Yeah, I don't
Bankhead?
I don't know your neighborhood. I don't know what's going on there. So I don't know, like, what your reaction is different to somebody living in a different part of town or different scenario. So that's a creepy one, buddy. But I would have... old lady, you got to help an old lady.
Yeah.
But I don't know your neighborhood. I don't know if they're sending old ladies to doors to just get you to open them, and then everybody else rushes in. I don't know.
Get out of my yard, you old biddy.
Oof. I like that you went with ghost encounter first and not just an old lady who needed help. anyone who's passed in your life as a ghost. You know, I don't, is this weird to say I don't think I'd want, because is that disrupting their spirit to have them come back as a ghost?
It's a great question.
I feel if they're not back as a ghost already, they don't want to be a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
But sorry to hear about Gustavo, but perhaps Gustavo's living a pleasant life on the other side. That's why it's like, okay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the timing wasn't good for those still left among the living. You know, maybe being on the other side is like, okay, you know, I found peace and then everybody else will get by. I don't know, man. Change gears to Tubby Dumps says, hey, fellas, what's a recent food that's blown your mind when you're high? Mine was pierogies.
I don't think I know what pierogi is.
I'm assuming Polish? It's like a pierogi. I'm going to look it up. I'm on the ones and twos today. So what about you, Dave? What do you Polish like when you're high? Pierogies. What do we got?
I mean, I like everything when I'm high. I like everything when I'm not high.
Little meat pies.
Oh, okay.
Little hand pies, like an empanada.
Ooh, okay. Okay. Oh, man, speaking of which, okay, you know what I had a few weeks ago while I was high? Where was I that I got this? I can't even remember. It was somewhere on that run, somewhere in the Pacific Northwest. I had some jerk chicken, had some Jamaican food. Oh, yeah, it was in Eureka, California. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the jerk shop. And Jamaican food, dude. Caribbean,
were you high?
Yes.
Yeah, yes, Eureka. I got some, checks out.
Yeah, I got some, did I say jerk chicken? I was going to get jerk chicken. I got brown stew chicken, and I got a beef patty, their version of the little empanada. Oh, my God.
Okay.
A really good Jamaican beef patty and some brown stew chicken, oxtail, jerk chicken, all that shit. And the good stuff, you can tell, they simmer it. They cook that shit for like 12 hours. Mm-hmm. Just so tender and so many deep flavors. Oh, but yeah, if I had access to it. That's the one thing I don't understand about Los Angeles. I've yet to find any decent or hardly any Caribbean food. I think I found a couple of little spots, but we had a lot of it in Atlanta. But yeah, such an underrated cuisine. But yeah, getting high, having some fucking brown stew chicken and a beef patty and a ting. Most of these Jamaican shops sell this. I guess it's native to Jamaica. That's why everybody sells it. But this little soda called ting, and it's basically grapefruit soda.
Okay, like a
and
squirt.
It's delicious. Yeah, it's like a good squirt. It's not as abrasive as squirt was.
I like a squirt.
I like a squirt, but I think I drink too much of it in the 90s. But
okay.
Yeah, yeah. Give me some brown stew chicken, a beef patty, and some ting while I'm high as balls, and I'm a happy camper.
When I was back in Addison, Illinois, hometown, Addison, Illinois, man, El Burrito Tapatio still fucking rules. It's on Lake Street. Uh-huh. Lake Street just west of Mill Road. And it used to be a spot like big old steak burrito, big old, like, discussed it before, the Midwest burritos, where it's mostly whatever the meat you choose, whatever the filling you choose, and then that Chihuahua cheese, tomatoes, and lettuce.
Oh, yeah.
That's usually it. You know?
No rice or beans?
Nah, I don't fuck around with that.
Me neither. I like a little rice, but I don't need the beans.
Yeah, but then I didn't realize they did do vegetarian options. So I'm like, oh, so I can get a bean and cheese burrito big style with their homemade sauces. And man, I don't even think I was high. It was just took me back to the days where it's like every time that would just lock it down. High as shit. Like it was one of those things like we could try something new. We can do other things. It was like, nah. Like, let's just lock it down. We know this is going to do exactly what we need it to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm still a real fast food trash bag when I'm stoned. Which is good that I'm vegetarian, because I'd still be going buck wild on, like, a Wendy's or all that shit.
Yeah. Fucking Wendy's, dude. Dave's classic double. Get out of town.
Yeah, man.
You know what else I love when I'm high?
You're high right now,
really,
Dave.
Good. Yeah, I'm high right now, and I'm not gonna eat this today. I'm gonna have a goddamn smoothie. I'm gonna have a fucking kale, cucumber, and ginger smoothie.
That's what you want. That's what you like when you're high?
No, not at all. I'm about to tell you what I like when I'm high, but I'm not about to have this, even though I am high.
Okay.
I'm about to have a smoothie. I love a fucking Italian sandwich. Italian hero.
Oh sure.
A really good Italian, the good meats, the capicola,
yeah.
The salami, the pepperoni, fucking provolone, the fucking lettuce, tomato, the onions, little Italian, you know, vinaigrette, you know, olive oil vinaigrette bullshit dressing. Oh God, get out of with good bread. Man, Jersey Mike's, dude. Jersey Mike's, you know, in terms of a chain, they don't fuck around. It's pretty solid. I got no complaints with the Jersey Mike's.
Went and had a Potbelly the other day.
Ooh, I like Potbelly too.
Potbelly's got a good. That's when you realize, like, oh, the meat part of this wasn't even what I wanted. Uh-huh. It adds to it, but like I got this big old veggie sub with mushrooms and everything. Like it's still all the other stuff that makes it great. The meat adds like that saltiness to it, but all that other stuff in there, girl.
Yeah.
Jimmy John's late night. Jimmy John's during the day is okay, but Jimmy John's late night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give me.
Yeah, not bad. Jimmy John's not bad.
No, give me a length of sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a sandwich I got to turn sideways to get in the car. That's what I want.
Fucking Subway, man. Like, man, fuck them. Fuck them so hard. Like,
no, nobody goes. Nobody eats at a Subway.
I get that's the concept of advertising, but I just want to, you like, hey, assholes, have you tried your food? Have you tried one of your fucking sandwiches? It's absolute fucking garbage. It's absolute garbage.
Nobody at Subway.
It's an insult.
Yeah.
It's a fucking insult.
Okay, you seem to be getting angry.
How dare you?
Nobody at nobody Italian thinks people. Subway's good. It just exists. Oh, exists.
No, there's some real idiots out there that fucking, that's, yeah, man, fucking Subway. And I get, I never would shit on people for eating economically. I used to eat at Jack in the Box because I could get the 2 for $1 tacos. But it's still the worst goddamn shit ever. But like, if you have to eat at Subway, okay. But if you're like, nah, this is good, then you need to really do some soul searching. You just deserve better.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's like going in a Subway as a first choice.
It used to be good. Am I insane? Or 20 years ago, yeah, was it
popped
a
up,
lot better?
It popped up, and there wasn't sandwich, but there wasn't delis in every town. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You didn't know about a deli. Yeah. You didn't know about going to that.
They had a monopoly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But even with that, I still think the quality was better. Because I do remember being like, when it was my first choice, you know, for that.
No, I loved it too, man. It showed up and you're like, what is this? This is something different. I don't want a big greasy burger on a hot day. Give me a.
Yeah. They used to have the pizza sub. Do you remember the pizza sub?
I remember it. I remember. Yeah, I told you, once they stopped canoeing the bread is when it went downhill.
Yeah. 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 Canoeing the bread had a lot to do with it.
First time you could eat a sandwich straightforward, like a sub sandwich, you usually got to turn your head, you know?
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
But they canoed the bread so you can go straight on, match up the angles. Otherwise, regular sub sandwich, you got to turn your head so the stuff stays in it.
That's true.
That's my theory. Once they stopped that, it was all over.
Man, you know who else has a great sandwich? I haven't had it in years because they don't have.
I feel like this might be the whole episode, Dave. As you going, you know who else had a great sandwich? That's a whole podcast. Is Dave going? You know who else had a great sandwich?
Publix grocery store makes a fucking mean sub. They're not fucking around, but don't get the honey mustard because they got like this spicy honey mustard. It's got too much horseradish in it, and boy, it'll just fucking clear you out.
Suit yourself, man. I love a spicy honey mustard.
It's distracting. It takes, in my opinion, it takes away from the sandwich. But other than that, they're fucking kicking ass over there. At least they used to.
I'll give you a little tip for your Jimmy John's. Get your get whatever length, the longest length they offer, before going into entertaining a group sizes. That first half is going to be good. That second half, you eat it the next day, even better. We want to let the flavors get to know each other.
Okay.
So I think maybe that's why at Publix they make it and then it's just sitting in the counter there. Mm-hmm. Those flavors are hanging out with each other for a while, getting to be friends and deciding as a group to be like, you know what, let's be a good sandwich as a team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like when
it takes a village,
you know, like when the plane hits some turbulence and a stranger grabs your hand, when you land, you're a little closer. I don't know if that metaphor works at all in regards to a sandwich, but I feel it is. I feel it is like they go through a little trauma bonding.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, John Hines says, all right, boys, my wife and I are expecting a baby in January. We decided to not know the gender this time around. Can you help us with some boy or girl names? Honcho. I think Honcho is a good name.
Honcho is a great name. What about Butch?
Butch for either. Butch for either is good.
I always like Butch. Did I tell you that? I think I told you this a while back. I used to want to name my fictitious daughter Desiree. I always thought that was a good, cool female name, but then my ex, who we were, you know, hypotheticizing, that's not a word.
Hypothesizing.
When we'd sit around and hypothesize having kids and what we'd name them, I brought up Desiree, and she said, no, that sounds like a stripper. A
little bit.
I was like, well, maybe. Yeah. Just phonetically, it's a cool Desiree.
Classy names are, unless it's the most classy person, is a stripper name. That's just how.
Wait, run that by me again.
Classy names. Classy. Like, if you want the classiest names, unless they turn into the classiest person, stripper name.
Okay.
I think you just go with I think Hypothesis is a good name. I don't know, man. Brunt.
Seinfeld.
How about Brunt?
Brunt. Man, they don't listen to this, I'm sure. Well, I know they're not patrons, but so I'll speak freely. I have two aunts and two of the most unattractive female names I've ever heard. I have an Aunt Blanche. This is my Aunt Blanche. And then I also have an Aunt Wanda. And they just seem like a Blanche and Wanda.
Blanche? And, I'm sorry, Golden Girls?
I'm just...
Rue McClanahan?
I do. That's the only thing saving her, because I do love Blanche from Golden Girls. But just phonetically, it's just such a harsh, blunt word, Blanche. And then Wanda just seems like... I don't know, it just seems like you sell folk art at the flea market or something. Hi, I'm Wanda.
People like the old-timey names now, though. They're going back. Everybody's sick of the regular issue names.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because right now, you know, you're going to have a doctor named Brittany with an I at the end. And people want to go back to those names. Instead of, like, coming up with a whole new cycle of made-up names... The ones that are in existence just keep getting pushed through.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like about 10, 15 years ago we went through a phase, or at least it was the punchline of many a comedian's jokes, you know, just modern white kid names, Colby, Aiden.
Yeah, Tyler, Tucker.
Like a lot of Colbys.
Yeah.
Braden.
I think...
There's going to be a truck driver named Colby.
I worked with a Colby. An old Colby.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was a hunched over little fella on the spectrum. I think he passed away, RIP. I think you give your kid a fun name and a regular name for a first and a middle name. And that way, the kid can be like, you know what? My personality is I'm going to be a Charles for the rest of my life. And you're like, all right, good luck, Charles. Maybe you go with Charlie. Maybe you go with Chuck. But then their middle name... is something like Petunia or Spaceship or some shit. And then if they want to go with that, you gave them the option. So I think that's how you do it, John Hines. That's what I'm telling you.
I've always wanted to name a kid, and I don't know what you call this, but not a suffix or a pre... Yeah. But what if your name was, I've already lost the fucking example. I'm high as shit, man.
Yeah, yeah. You want me to just take this one?
I got it.
All right.
No, I got it. What if your name was Patterson Anderson Williamson, where each name ended with a S-O-N? That would be weird. Hi, I'm Patterson Williamson Anderson.
Well, who's doing that to their kid? That's a parent that didn't want to have a kid.
But I'm saying, is there a way to do that where it sounds cool? Is there a trio of names that roll off the tongue, but they all have, and it doesn't have to be the son. It could be other equivalent examples, but just, you know, where it's boom, 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 like all three names are the same, end the same. I don't know.
I saw there was a guy playing at the bar we were at last night. His middle name was Alan. I realized Alan or Wayne are the required middle names for, like, country folk singers.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a movie called, I think it's called Happy Texas. It was Steve Zahn's character was named Wayne Jr. I thought that was pretty funny. Implying that there's a Wayne Sr.
Oh, man. This isn't the first time we made this mistake. I've known people like a Dave Davidson. You know, I've known those, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Christopherson.
They're out there. They're going to be out there. Oh,
I never liked my middle name.
Rachel, hearing me talk is okay. Well, first, what's your middle name?
I was named after my grandfather, my mom's father. My middle name is Gaines, G-A-I-N-E-S, David Gaines Stone. I just always thought Gaines, I just never cared for it.
Yeah, that was your grandfather's first name or his last name?
That was his middle name.
Oh.
Like, also, who gives a shit? You know, if you're going to name me after my grandfather, name me after his first name.
Well, but you got something to take with you. My middle name is Christian for no reason whatsoever. It was going to be my first name, and my mom's like, oh, no, I don't want kids calling him Chrissy. So they gave me a gender-neutral name of Kyle. So now they don't even have to make anything up for it to also be a girl's name. Listen, I love my parents very much.
I didn't realize Kyle
was gender-neutral. I have some qualms about the naming. The alliteration helps with showbiz, I'll tell you that much. I got the comedy K's.
Yeah, you got a great name, dude.
Comedy K's comes in threes.
It's a good name. Yeah.
I fulfilled the role of a Kyle meme of, like, I haven't punched holes through drywall, but I've thrown my computer several times, and cell phones have found their way on the other side of the room in a very quick fashion. So I filled up to that end of it. Rachel's telling me, she's like, did you tell Dave about Flintstones wings at the bar we were at? They did turkey wings. You ever do turkey wings?
Yeah, I've had a turkey wing. Big old motherfuckers.
That's what they were saying. I was like, man, I want to know what they're about.
Yeah. Just a big ass fucking big old wing.
I mean, is it good?
Mm-hmm. If you like turkey. And if it's
cooked, if you like turkey, well, then it's turkey, good, because it's turkey.
It's right up your alley. You're in luck.
Is that dark meat?
Yeah, no,
the wings dark meat?
Uh-huh. Wait.
Dave?
Yes.
Okay.
No. Wing, technically, wing is white meat. It's connected to the breast. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, because your dark meat is your leg and your thigh, and then the white meat would be the breast and the wing.
What delineates between the two, other than the color? I mean, I don't know the taste, but why is it different on a bird?
No fucking idea.
Okay.
No idea. The reason I know dark meat is better than white meat is the breast.
You have taste buds.
The further that the breast is the biggest, you know, bulkiest part of the bird.
Yeah.
And the further the meat gets away from the bone, it's going to tend to be more dry. So because the thigh and the leg are smaller, you know, all of that meat is naturally closer to its bones. Therefore, it's going to be more moist than that big, fat breast that's, you know, could be at certain points several inches away from the bone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to make it dry out.
Did you always realize dark meat was good, or were you like one of those kids or in a family where like, oh, dark meat, just like?
No, yeah.
I don't know if this is a micro universe that extends into why critical race theory needs to be taught in schools. But then you're like, oh, dark meat's called dark, and maybe it's bad or something. But then you finally start eating, you're like, what have I been doing this whole time?
Yeah. No, it's big chicken propaganda. It's total fucking horseshit how anytime a restaurant advertises chicken as premium,
it sounds like a band that plays at Gathering of the Juggalos.
All they fucking talk about is premium, all white meat premium. They brag about all white meat. White meat is not fucking premium. They have more of it, so they're trying to fucking sell you on it.
Is that why? So they can sell a thing by weight? Is that why?
Yeah, probably, I assume. But my whole life I've been marketed to is, oh, now made with all white meat chicken. Or, ooh, white, let me get that. White meat's a dollar extra. Like, fuck that shit. I was an adult when I just realized, like, thighs
same.
And legs are much more tasty than breasts.
Same. But... Yeah. Now, you know what, Dave? We haven't done a food conspiracy episode in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I think we might have to save this one. Listen, November starts tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we'll get a whole episode out of this thing, but we might have to discuss why white meat has been figuratively and literally shoved down our throats.
Yeah.
When anybody with taste buds and a sense of independence knows that the dark meat is superior.
Yeah. And that's kind of a litmus test I use for people. You know, what kind of chicken did you order? Oh, this person ordered the breast. Well, he's a fucking idiot. Go sit at that table.
Well, I'm not going to go that far. I like the whole bird, but when there's two piles at Thanksgiving and that dark meat's just laying untouched, it's like, all right.
Yeah.
People are just.
Yeah, when given the choice. Yeah, given the crazy choice, always choose a thigh. Thigh first, leg second, then the wings. Wings are fine.
You could just get a cleaner bite. Mm-hmm. With like breast meat, like that's a piece of turkey that you're just going to go right through and chew the whole thing. Whereas dark meat's got a little more bits and bobs you got to work around, you know?
Yeah. And that's the good shit, man. There's some good stuff.
Yeah. Mason says, I'm getting a new tarantula. What should I name it? Shit, man. What do you name tarantulas?
Name it Kevin Durant.
Why?
Because Kevin Durant's a great basketball player, and he's really tall and lanky. And when he first came into the league, they called him it was some sort of tarantula spinoff nickname, the Durantula or something. But that would just be funny if you had an actual tarantula. And like, oh, what's his name? Oh, that's Kevin Durant.
Yeah, just Kevin. That's my tarantula, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should name it Blanche. Blanchula.
Blanche. Oh, there you go.
Blanchula. Blanche. It's a tarantula named after a Golden Girls vampire.
Ohio
Girl says, Halloween movie to watch, Threads. I'm unfamiliar. She says, not a traditional Halloween movie, but the scariest damn movie I've ever watched. Okay, the end scene is burned into my brain. It's on YouTube. Watch during the day or vivid nightmares may happen. Well. Threads. Never heard of it. Only on YouTube. Must be great. You know, Threads. Television film. Let's see if that's the same one. Let's see. 1984. Okay. British-Australian apocalyptic war drama. Television film jointly produced by the BBC. Okay, that's a lot of where it's from, but not what it's about. The plot centers on two families as a confrontation between the United States and the Soviet Union erupts. Okay, so it's about nuclear. I remember those nuclear war movies when I was a kid, and like parents watching them be like, "This might be what happens."
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like a little kid not knowing how to decipher. Like, all right, they're making a movie for you to watch on TV. It's not an accurate depiction of what's going on. And I just started reading The Road. By Cormac McCarthy.
How far are you into it now?
About a third into it, and was I talking about this in a regular episode? It's just it's a lot of it's cold, it's gray dust, gray dust that's cold. Sometimes the cold is dusty, and the gray is dusty coldness and dusty gray cold dust. It's fucking. It's a lot of that.
I've never read any Russian literature, but that's what I always hear about some of those Russian classics is how bleak it is.
Well, yeah, they didn't have a lot going on in Russia when those literary masters were coming up. I don't think it was I don't think it's like Jimmy Buffett's Caribbean-based detective novels that I was a big fan of in junior high, by the way.
What?
What?
That's a thing?
Oh, I knew nothing about Jimmy Buffett the musician, but In my library, in the public library, it was always like a seaplane flying over Caribbean island, and it was like a detective novel. I'm like, well, this will take me away from this shitty winter. I wonder what the characters. Let me look it up. It's probably like Johnny Margaritaville too. Jimmy Buffett.
But did he write them?
But yeah, let me see. Where
I had no idea. That's funny.
Yeah. What were his?
I'm reading the new Jimmy Buffett.
You know, you're a kid. You don't know what's up. Let's see. film and writing. Let's see. Look at his writing according to Wikipedia here. Yeah, where did his... Oh, yeah, where... Tales from Margaret Vitaville and Where is Joe Merchant? Revolves around Frank Bama and his ex-girlfriend, hemorrhoid ointment heiress Trevor Kane. Yeah, it's a whole thing, man. Yeah, I did not know of him as a musician. I was just like, ah, this guy's writing cool stories set in the Caribbean, so I'm going to read about it.
That's funny.
Oh, man. Pick, what do you got? Pick one out. I feel like I've been grabbing
Alex
these.
Alex Wynn asks, Kyle, have you gotten to do any mushroom hunting since you've been here in Oregon? I'm not talking about the ones that are drugs, but I guess I could be. Either way, the season is in full swing. It's a blast. And bonus can be combined with mountain biking. You done any mushroom picking?
No, they spring up like Super Mario style around here. Let me see. Yeah, we got some in the front yard that look like they're about 6 or 7 inches wide across the top.
Damn.
I don't trust. They're like bright white ones, but there's been like other like straight up red with dots kind of things around here. I don't think I trust myself enough to know which is which on the mushroom front.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe it's a thing I got to get into, but I'm not... I'd feel real bad if I poisoned myself.
Yeah.
I'm like, this one looks tasty.
Speaking of which, some Humboldt homies hooked a brother up.
Yeah.
So, gonna wait and find a good time.
They got him up there.
Getting into those. Yeah, I got apparently some real good ones to hear them tell it. I forgot the name, but they were real excited about how good these were. They had some cool name. I forgot. Anyway, to get back to Alex, Movie Rex, The Halloween Tree, 1993, Duel, 71, and The Cramps Live at Napa State Mental Hospital, 1978. I love that. I've seen that a few times. Terrible quality, that grainy black and white home video, but yeah, The Cramps performing at an actual state mental hospital. I saved this one for last. Third part of Alex's question. Dave, favorite Frank Costanza lines?
What you got?
Oh, so many. Two that come to mind is they're all at George, his father, and his mom are at a restaurant, and George is bored out of his mind, and his dad just pulls out a silver dollar. And just apropos of nothing, he just goes, "Would you believe when I was 18 years old, I had a silver dollar collection?" And George is just like, "Oh, God." A silver, because the way he just keeps going, a silver dollar collection. And then one of the funniest things in the whole show is George is missing for a few hours. And then Jerry comes home to find a voicemail message from Frank Costanza that just says, "Jerry, this is Frank. Steinbrenner's here. George is dead. Call me back." Steinbrenner's here. George is dead. Call me back.
Yep. Yep.
Those are probably my two favorite Frank Costanza.
As they should be.
Oh, my God.
As they should
Steinbrenner's
be.
Here. George is dead. Call me back. God damn, that show is so fucking funny.
I wonder if it's at the point where, like, the kids don't get it. I
could see that.
It's probably entered MASH territory for somebody who's 19. Mm-hmm.
I could totally see that.
I'm going to land this episode with two quick ones.
Sure.
Jimmy Chernega says the Boulder Theater is supposed to be haunted. Looking forward to your show there. Thank you, Jimmy. All nice. Theaters are haunted because they're big, old, scary buildings, and they were filled with thespians who are overdramatic. So that's why theaters are haunted. It's because weirdos desperate for attention would hang out in there. Oh, God, I saw the spirit haunted me. Ryan Lawrence says, how the fuck would adult trick-or-treating work? What do you mean, how the fuck? Put on a costume, go out there, say trick-or-treat.
Mm-hmm.
And if a person in the house is like, you're too old for this, then they shouldn't have lights on or be allowing trick-or-treaters to come onto their property. Mm-hmm. Halloween's for everybody. Do you still give gifts to other adults at Christmas? Bet you do.
Yeah.
Do you still get a pile of sliced ham at a buffet on Easter, much like a child would enjoy? I bet you do, Ryan. So get a costume and go out there and trick-or-treat.
Mm-hmm.
Or go to bars.
I thought of this concept years ago, old people trick-or-treating. I think that maybe the day before or the day after, everybody takes their grandparents out and, you know, let them get some granola bar. You could even, you know, you don't have to give them candy, but you could have, you know, Go-Gurt and granola bars and dried prunes and just, you know, a bunch of old people.
One bowl for if you still have your original teeth and one bowl for if you have dentures.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of soft stuff. But I think that'd be the same way, you know, parents march their kids around the neighborhood. Just a bunch of sweet old people. Just have, you know, you do it early, you know, 4 or 5, you know, before it gets dark. And everybody's just having a good time and greeting each other and getting some treats.
Yeah, I think adult trick-or-treating is also going out tomorrow when all the candy's on sale and eating as much of it as you want.
Yeah.
All right, man. Still a lot of questions. We're still picking off this list.
Yeah. Yeah, we can get to the rest of these next month.
It's Halloween today, Dave. I got to be around the house, man. We got to get ready for this.
Dude, I'm excited, man. I'm excited. Yeah, I'm... Oh, boy. Oh, boy. real quick, I know we're trying to land this, but Kyle, the next time you hear my voice, there's a very good chance my Atlanta Braves will be world champions.
You want to jinx it like that?
No, I'm saying there's a good... I'm not saying...
Are they playing today? Are they playing tonight on Halloween?
They're playing tonight on Halloween, and we're up 3-1.
Where's the game at?
It's just first team to win 4 wins the thing. We're in Atlanta again tonight. So we're up 3-1. We just got to win 1 game out of the next 3. We're going to play between 1 and 3 games, and we just got to win one of those. Man, one out of three.
Atlanta on Halloween and with a World Series team, they're going to burn your city down.
Oh, God, I hope not. But, yeah, very exciting, Kyle. It's just it's a very exciting time.
Well, I'm rooting for him, buddy.
Oh, man, I'm so stoked. This is, like, seriously, like, they're my favorite team. I only really have 2 teams that I support. I support them and the Georgia Bulldogs football. Falcons and Hawks I like, but, you know, in terms of, like, shit that I really fucking get amped about. Those are the 2. And in my lifetime, my teams each have won 1. The Dogs won the national title like in 80 or 81, and the Braves won in 95. But other than that, those are the only 2 top of the mountain moments for my teams. And here we are 26 years later. They're knocking on the door, baby. They're knocking on the door.
All right, man. We're rooting for him. Somebody called him on the Reddit. Somebody called him the Atlanta Daves.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Right on.
People are cheering.
I'll take that.
People are cheering for him on your behalf.
Yeah. Oh, man. Very exciting. All right. Happy Halloween, buddy. Have fun. Give out some candy.
Happy Halloween. Good luck tonight on the diamond. They say on the diamond?
Yeah.
Good luck out there on the diamond. Taking a little longer than most do. Rock and roll. I'm here to set you free. Bittersweet, this moment burns. I crush your thought, it's time to die. I wish to hear the end of voice. What life looked like when it passes by. We'll be right back.
home.
Soak up your last week view!
Who did you step on to get here? Probably a spoiled little shit! Pampered, fed, and groomed! I hate you, do-goods.
Thank you.